The Show Me Bowl coming to St. Joseph from 2024 through 2028. Of course, starting with just the 8-man championship this upcoming fall. But then after that, 8-man in all 6 classes in Missouri, we will see the state championships coming to Spratt Stadium on the Missouri Western campus. We are joined by the St. Joseph Sports Commission Executive Director, Brett Easley. And, you know, Brett, you've had some major events from a marathon. You have had the Women's Basketball Elite Eight for Division II just recently, a Division I basketball game last year as well. It feels like getting these football state championships, that's right up there with some of the biggest of the big that we've seen come through St. Joe in recent years.
Well, it is, Matt. And you know, we have a saying here within our office that, you know, we always have an emphasis and focus on what's next. It's never about the event that you're hosting. It's about that event, but it's always about what's next. And we had an opportunity last fall to submit a bid to what was originally to host the Mission 8-Man Football State Championship game. I think anybody that's followed 8-Man football in the state of Missouri knows that we had a presence with that game for a decade at Spratt Stadium, mid-90s to the mid-2000s. And then when Mission had the initiative to couple the 8-Man game with all 6 11-man games, the championship went away from Northwest Missouri. It spent a lot of time in St. Louis at the Dome. It's been in Columbia for a number of years in recent history. And when the opportunity came out last fall, we're always interested in events that, number one, we've got a good facility for. Number two, there's community interest. But number three, that we've got community, area, or region teams that are competing very, very well. And football definitely falls in that category. And so what was originally only an 8-man bid, we had an opportunity to get involved with all 7 state championship games, not only the 8-man game, but all 6 Missouri class 11-man games as well. And we're fortunate enough that 2 weeks ago, Misha gave us the good news, and we were able to finally release that today. And I, you always hate to prioritize one event over the other. They're all big. We're fortunate to have the opportunity. We have one goal for all events we host here in St. Joseph, and that's to create a championship experience for all involved. We've got, realistically, some folks that have been to St. Joseph, but realistically, on the flip side of that, we've got a number of other folks that have never been here. And so we look forward to the opportunity to host what will be 14 of the best Missouri State High School football teams, 2 of them this year, when the 8-man game comes, and then when the other 6 state championship games join 8-man in December of 2025. We couldn't be more excited to have that opportunity along with our partner in Missouri Western State University.
You know, we look at the high school athletics and the student athletes we have across the state, and really it's very good top to bottom. But you come down to it, especially in 2024, football is king. You're getting the crown jewel that Misha has to offer as far as state championships by bringing in all these to St. Joseph and Spratt Stadium. That news being released, statewide this morning. Community-wise, St. Joe-wise, is there a little more bounce to the step? Is there a lot of excitement getting some phone calls and texts as folks kind of find out this news?
Well, I would say this. The short answer to that is yes. The longer answer to that is we've obviously, other than the people that have been involved in the bid, we've obviously kept this very close, very tight to the vest. You know, we didn't want to share this until the news got out publicly, which was this morning. And I think there's, I'll be honest, a lot of the texts that I got, Matt, and I think speak to your question and your statement were, is this real? Is this a joke? Well, it's still the month of April, but we're well past April Fool's Day. And you're right. You know, I the state football championships, even if you're just a casual sports follower, I think you probably follow the state football championships because, you know, realistically, you know, everybody's got a tie in some way, shape, or form, probably if you follow it at all, to someone, somebody, some team, or some coach coaching in the game. And so, you know, no question, football is always going to be the biggest travel party just by nature of the game in most cases, and just by coverage of the championships as well. You know, whether that's radio coverage, streaming coverage, the games used to go out over regional television and maybe will again someday. I think just the opportunity to once again put the community of St. Joseph, the county, our county and Buchanan County, and of course Missouri Western, on display is a huge deal, and one that I think when it sinks in here over the rest of today, the rest of the week, as we begin preparations, one that really is an honor, a feather in the cap. And honestly, from a community perspective, when you look at the last two hosts of these games, Columbia, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri, you know, those are two communities that are in the spotlight a lot. And to think that our community continues to add to our event profile is just something that we can never underestimate and never take for granted.
You touched on the eight-man championship game. Was that St. Joseph 10 consecutive years, mid-90s through mid-2000s, and that was always a thing. Hey, I was an eight-man guy in high school. We're striving to get to Spratt Stadium, get to Missouri Western. That's the big deal. Since that time, though, and since it left, we've seen Spratt Stadium has had some major upgrades within the last, what, 5-6 years. It looks like a completely different stadium. How much of a factor does that play into it, too, of, you know, Spratt is a top-notch facility here in the state of Missouri that can house the media side, the fans, and everybody?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, I mentioned that a lot to the Misha officials that came to town. Look, we were hosting this game in kind of the pre-era of the modern Spratt Stadium. You know, Spratt's always been a good place to play. You know, certainly it's been a great place to play since the renovations in 2016. And I think when you, you know, it's one thing to play the game. There's a lot of logistics, as I think many people understand, about hosting these games. And, you know, you look at seating capacity. Spratt seats around 7,000 fans. We can stretch that to 10,000 if we had to. That's perfect size for these state championship games. It's got a 2,500-square-foot video board. It's got 12 luxury suites. It's got a press level. It's got a club area. It's got an indoor portion to a facility. You know, the other thing that you have to think about is locker room space, especially when you're hosting three games in one day. That's not going to be ideal anywhere you go. But just knowing the facilities that surround Spratt Stadium, the indoor sports complex, Baker Fitness Center that's adjacent, you've got a full 100-yard indoor field that you can accommodate some things as well. And then the parking. You know, we talk a lot about parking, and you might say, well, that's insignificant to that event. It's a big deal, actually, especially hybrid to a college campus. When you think about on any given day, you've got six fan bases that are trying to get in and out. And so just the seamless logistics of being able to do that were another key contributor in being able to bring an event of this magnitude to St. Joseph.
It's a big deal. The Show Me Bowl coming to Spratt Stadium, the eight-man championship game this year, and then eight-man plus classes 1-6 from 2025 through 2028. I guess at the end of the day, Brett, the final question, when do you find time to rest and relax? Because it feels like there is always more big news from you.
You know, I guess that drives me a little bit mad. I love the question of everybody says, well, what's the next big announcement? Well, I think most everyone involved would agree that today's announcement classifies, and you know, no rest for the weary when you enjoy what you do. And you know, I love the area we live in. I think the sky's the limit here. And I just myself and my colleagues and my partners, we love the opportunity to you know, identify the next fit and be able to showcase our area. We've got a lot to be proud of.
Brett, thanks so much for the time. Continue to do great work. We'll talk to you again soon.
Matt, thanks, man. I appreciate it.